Most recyclables in Petersburg go into a single bin at people's homes. Plastics, aluminum, paper, it's all picked up by the borough once a week. But glass is different. If residents want to recycle glass, they must bring it to a dumpster like this one, labeled glass only, and drop bottles through a hole in the lid. There's 3 drop-off spots around town. In the first half of the year, the borough collected 50,000 pounds of glass.
It does save money. Any weight that we can take out of the solid waste stream, we're saving that money.
Carl Hagerman is the public works director in Petersburg.
It removes it from the waste stream. It's not in a recycling stream. So it's the best solution that we have right now.
For years, the town has shipped its trash to Washington because it's cheaper than maintaining it in the local landfill. The borough pays about $113 a ton to ship solid waste and about $20 a ton for recyclables because there are rebates for reusable products. But that wasn't always the case. When glass was included in recycling, the borough could sometimes pay more to ship it than the trash.
It was a huge problem. The amount of glass that was included in our recycling stream became a burden to the recycling facility in Seattle.
They can only receive as much as they can use, so it's not an unlimited market.
Matt Stern is the director of recycling operations for Waste Management Pacific Northwest. He says fewer facilities are processing mixed glass now. In the area that Stern covers, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington, there's only one remanufacturer of glass located in Seattle. He says mixed glass takes extra sorting.
It tends to have a certain portion, 10%+ of non-glass material with it, whether it's plastic caps or chicken bones or whatever might make it in with the glass.
The colors have to be separated too. Another reason there's not much interest in glass is because of the material. Glass is mostly silica or sand, and it's just not valuable.
You know, there's no shortage of sand, and so it's not replacing, you know, sort of a critically limited resource. So I think that's part of the problem as well.
The flip side of that is that glass is arguably better for the landfill than toxic products such as plastics. It doesn't leach chemicals into the soil. Which brings us to Petersburg's landfill. We're driving to the back where the sanitation department is building an access road. It's made from layers of rock and broken glass. This dump truck crushes the glass into small chunks in the back of the bed. Then the back door lifts high off the ground, and a rainbow of glass comes raining down onto the road. What's left is a heap of shining pieces in greens, blues, browns, and clear. Petersburg is not alone. Nearly all of the communities in Southeast do something similar. Ketchikan, Sitka, Skagway, and Juneau also collect glass, crush it, and use it at the local landfill. Wrangell doesn't have a landfill anymore, so it ships its glass south with the trash. Haines's private landfill wouldn't talk about what they do with their glass. In Juneau, Jim Ponor is the solid waste coordinator for the city and borough. He's been in the business for nearly 45 years. He says the challenge with recycling glass is it's heavy and it's not worth much.
The last I checked in glass of about 3 years ago, it was 2 cents a pound recycling. At market, 2 cents a pound. Well, it costs us upwards of, you know, 10, 13 cents a pound just to ship it out of here.
Some Southeast towns are looking at using glass for roadbeds, sanding icy surfaces, and other uses. Ponor says that would be great, but it's an expensive process.
You got to crush it. You got to remove any labels or any paper that possibly is on the glass has to come off. Then it has to go through another crushing machine, and then it goes to the fine, making the mesh glass, and now that's usable.
He says the necessary equipment is just over $3.5 million. Petersburg's Carl Hagerman would like to pursue that possibility in the future, but for now, Petersburg, Juneau, and many other towns in Southeast will continue to encourage residents to separate out their glass and save their communities some money. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.